from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, 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 can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
I'd like to apologize for my mistake, but there's only one joint practice this week, Leroy. Today's a normal practice. And apparently, I apologize.
You've been lying all day today.
You know why they're only doing it? They probably canceled one because they don't want to fight for 2 days.
Fair. So the Commanders will be here tomorrow, but the Dolphins are out on the practice field. Still getting ready for game two. And Tua yesterday, like Leroy said, he wants to play some football, you know, sick of waiting. Let's get some reps, a little something, a little sweetener, you know,
a little sweetener. Tua
wants to get some reps out there, wants to play a little footy football.
Yes, to say that, and he didn't like put it on Odell or anything, like he just made it like the facts of the situation that, hey, when he comes back, there's a couple of things we got to just smooth out.
Yeah, for sure. Okay? You got to get to
that. So that's you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like, oh, you should be out there. You know, That's what a lot of people like get caught up in that.
Yeah, he didn't go out here and call Odell soft or anything like that. But Tua did say that he hopes to get a little action in the preseason. Here's Oos on Saturday and hoping that he can get some snappage.
So it's always good for any of us, whether you're a vet or whether you're new, to get some reps, get back into the pregame routine, get back into the feel of what it feels like to prepare, getting ready for a game, all of that, get into game-like situations, getting hit, hopefully not, but you know, you never know when you're out there. And so sort of the mental gymnastics of that as you prepare going into a game?
Here's the problem. There's a couple of things that we made a point of to work on during camp, right? Playing at home and playing on the road. Your silent counts on the road, your signals on the road. And so they play the last game on the road.
Yes.
I would hate for the first situations they have to deal with that is week three. They played the first two at home, right?
Yes.
Week three.
Week three
is the first time you got to deal with crowd noise, the first time you got to deal with signaling and stuff like that. That I have a problem with that. You no matter how much you prepare in practice, right? There's something about being a visitor in a different ball field, a ballpark or stadium, and having to go through that process. The silent count with the center, right? The signaling or the audibling with the backs and the receivers and the offensive linemen. You have to experience that. And I would hate for them to get to week three, get in a rowdy environment.
12th man.
And then have to say, oh, we had problems with crowd noise. You shouldn't. You should be working on that. It's not the same playing loud music. There's no penalty in loud music. See, the coach is way over there during the game. In practice with the crowd noise, he's right behind you.
If I'm honest, I just want Tua to save me some more from some more snaps of Mike White and Skylar Thompson.
All I'm saying is this. As a team, there's certain things you have to go through during camp. And to make the assumption that we got it, what's the point in camp? If you're just going to make an assumption, we got these different situations. You see, that's what camp is for. So I don't know why coaches are doing this. And if you notice, most of the old school coaches are doing this. I want to get my starters playing on the road once, and I want to get them playing at home once.
I do feel like they used to be like, no preseason. It does feel like this year there's more action in preseason that people are trying to go. I know Joe Burrow, I think, is playing for the first time in preseason.
He never played football.
That's true.
So there's a whole, but again, he needs to get acclimated to playing football again. Like, there's a lot of things you got to go through during camp. Like, I used to have to, you got to get hit a couple of times. You got to get tackled a couple of times. Can you imagine a running back going through all the camp, never being tackled, never knowing how to fall, never knowing how to protect the ball when you get hit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we heard last week from Patrick Paul, or we heard from Monday, where he was like, hey, I haven't played a game in months, you know, because he's basically been in practice and draft time and workouts, and right. So first time since college.
Right. Like there's just certain things that you have to experience in a game atmosphere to see how you are prepared for that. It don't have to be a lot of playing time, right? For example, when I played, we would always make sure that we had a 2-minute drill at some point during the game in camp. Sometimes I remember one time we were doing well in the first quarter and we had run a bunch of plays. And then he said, well, we ain't gonna make it till right before the half. So we came in the second quarter, ran a 2-minute drill, and then we were done. Right? Like you have to experience these things.
I think it's one of these things where, like, just a couple series, get out there, then the next game, play a little more.
Right. Like, even when it comes to, like, hey, there's a big difference in playing 10 plays and playing 60 or 70. Like, yeah. So you're going to have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, who, you know, hammies are soft at times anyway because they do so much damn running.
Yeah, where the hell has he been, too?
And then you're going to have them playing a whole game in a month without ever, like, playing more than 20, 25 plays during the game? It's like, there's certain, like, man, if you want to know, like, think about this. Last year when the season started, there was a lot of, like, soft tissue injuries.
Yep.
Because nobody played football. Football's not just to, you know, not just a space to get everybody acclimated for the season. It's to get ready for the season. And I know everybody's talking about injuries or whatever, but I tell you what, if you haven't played football and then you get in a competitive mode and go play football, your chance of getting hurt are more increased than if you played a couple of plays in the preseason. Man. That's a damn fact.
Did you pull Metal Ford?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, they still do no trucks. They do no trucks. Meanwhile, other news that has come out. Frank Gore, Hurricanes legend. Mm-hmm. He is going to be enshrined in the 49ers Hall of Fame week one against the Jets.
Cool.
So congratulations to Frank Gore. Seen a lot of the Canes legends get honored lately. And it's awesome for him. The Miami Heat.
Hey, time out.
What?
Jukebox, you wrong for this. More than a couple of series needed to get used to getting hit in the Leroy special pad setup. why you make it sound like I went out there and hit a switch and I was Megatron? Like,
I do like the new kickoff blunders, because you say like special teams is a big part of preseason, especially for the young guys. But like the Chiefs last week, their blunders that were going, it's funny. It's funny to people, but like,
here's what's gonna happen. Here's what I think is gonna happen. As you progress in this, the kickoff is gonna look like a running play. Right? Meaning that say the ball gets kicked down the field. You're going to see guys kicking out, pulling like a football play, right? I don't know what the rules are. I don't know if you could do it, but, you know, if you can't move until they catch the ball, right, you're going to have guys pulling, kicking out, creating a hole. I think that's what's going to happen, and they're just not doing it yet. They're just lining up and blocking. But if you want it to be a football play, you got to allow for creative blocking, because that's what they used to do in regular kickoff. So it'll be interesting to see.
It's got to be so exciting to be a special teams coach now, because like you just had this one thing that everybody knew you were just going to boot it out of the side. There was no point to it. And now we got action. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, you're going to look a lot worse if somebody gets a return, but still fun.
Yep.
I'm excited about it. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat, their in-season tournament schedule was released. The full schedule is going to be released tomorrow, 3 p.m., but their in-season tournament, November 12th.
Right week before Thanksgiving, a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving?
Yep. November 12th at the Pistons. Don't lose. Pistons are always a handful. November 15th at the Pacers. Ooh. November 26th, 2 days before Thanksgiving, hosting the Bucks. And then November 29th, hosting the Raptors.
All right.
So that is your in-season tournament schedule for the Miami Heat. We'll take a quick break, but I want to let you guys know, if you want to win tickets right now to Dan and Shay, both of them, they're bringing the Heartbreak on the Map tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on August 22nd. Caller number 6 right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. You'll win a pair of tickets to Dan and Shay and their Heartbreak on the Map tour. It's a Live Nation show at the I Think Financial Amphitheater next Thursday, August 22nd. If you guys want to go, caller 6 to 305-567-0560. We'll win a pair of tickets to Dan and Shay. Back after this.
Hey, people.
Hi, Monster Hunter Pete.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, happy birthday to Carter Verhaeghe, champion. Hope Swaggy has a swaggy birthday.
Gooseys.
Yeah, he was good. Sorry about that time I threatened to send you to the Yotes.
You were like
a little TTL, baby.
Can I? No.
Minus one.
Flip it and make it TTL.
Dope stuff, love, baby. That's like, all it was.
You know what is funny about all that all the time?
What's that?
People say I'm a hater.
Hmm?
And I, throughout that whole thing, I was the one that was poised and had no problems whatsoever because of how they were acting. You were on and off the ship like nobody's business.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. Don't say I was on and off the ship. All I said was, Carter Verhaeghe, get your act together or I'm sending you to the Yotes.
Is that not rats off a ship?
No, it's not. It's demanding better performance, or I will be rats off a ship, or in this case, you'll be rats off a ship because I would send you to the Yotes, but instead, he brought me a Stanley Cup, and I love you forever.
I'm going to just say this, and I said it then. The one thing that they proved to me through the ups and downs of that season is that they stayed level-headed, task at hand, and did what they needed to do. So at no point in time did I waver from that thought. I don't care how bad it looked. I don't care how bad some of the games looked. I didn't waver because they earned that. You're so wishy-washy that as soon as things get a little tight, you want to throw somebody under the bus,
please,
or send them off to La La Land or whatever. They earned that. They should have earned the right to say, hey, they got this.
There's no time for earning in the Stanley Cup chase.
Did they win?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. And so they won because of your TTL, not because of who they've been all year.
They didn't win because of my TTL, but you can't say that it hurted.
Oh, my goodness. You are something else.
Somebody else I've given a little TTL to. I'm glad we got to this. Because I was impressed. I got to say I'm impressed with a veteran presence that he's bringing. He sounds like he's got a calming demeanor.
Dude. This wasn't TTL that you gave this guy, bro.
This training camp report is brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game at Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges? They've got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you get to graduate that free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call them 305-558-8000. Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future.
Get bum guns ready.
Yeah,
that's because a good call. I want full assault.
Yeah.
On, go ahead.
You don't even know what I'm gonna say.
I can tell you're gonna say something crazy. I'm getting ready, locked and loaded, Marcos.
Well, I gotta say, I was quite impressed with somebody who, objectively, I've been hard on. You know, I've
who is it?
Liam Eikenberg.
Bum guns. No!
Fire the bum guns.
What if I told you the whole time this was going on?
I said, he's learning things. Got to give him a chance to develop.
Utility.
He's been playing three or four positions. He's probably, you know, like, there has to be a reason why they are keeping him and why they think so highly of him. They've been putting him in a bad spot the last couple of years, having to move around with all the injuries. Is that not what I said?
Well,
now all of a sudden, I'm going to tell you who I've been impressed with. Eikenberg. No, you trashed him for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, more. I think this is what, how many years has he been on the team?
No, we are not listening to what you have to say.
Well, it's not listening to what I have to. I was impressed by what he had to say. Now, listen, proof's going to be in the pudding, you know, which, you know, he played like for his first 3 years. But
Nope.
I was impressed.
I'm not listening to you.
You're a child. You know that? You're a child. You're a child.
You have been so hard on Liam Eikenberg. I'm not going to allow you to come in here and all of a sudden, no.
Oh, well, let me get this straight.
You're not a little embarrassed.
Let's just take it back to the Panthers for a second. Let me get this straight. You hosed down Sergei Bobrovsky more than anybody for years on end, and you backtracked. You made it right.
No, but when I was calling him Four Goal Bob, he was Four Goal Bob.
Well, when Eikenberg was a bum, he was a bum.
But you didn't know why. I tried to explain to you why, how hard it was what he was doing.
It's hard. See? Oh, it's so hard.
Get
out of here. But now it seems like, you know what it sounds like, Leroy?
No,
It sounds like the
he's
stars.
Playing one position. He can focus in on one
well,
thing.
He's not playing one position. He's not playing one position. He got moved again. He's back to center. And that's what I was impressed with, because he said that this is now seamless. The time at center for him has paid off. This is a man who is like almost an offensive line chameleon, if you
so, will. So let me ask you a question. So as a, what is he, 25, 26? He's grown as a professional athlete, as a profession at his craft?
Perhaps.
Is that possible in your world? Well, is that possible for a young 20 to 25-year-old to get better year after year, or no? Or if once he's a bum, he's always a bum. No person in their profession has ever gotten better over a period of time.
I don't understand. So let me get this straight.
Oh my!
I only have two choices.
You didn't answer my question.
No, let me get this straight.
You didn't answer my question. I want to know. Called him a bum for 3 years,
which he was.
And I said, "There's no chance of him ever getting better." You said no.
Oh, okay. So when Sergei Bobrovsky was giving up four goals, and I told you defensive system, that's the problem, not him. And you should defensive system. Only thing that's not defended is my bank account. That's what you said.
I said, I don't care what it is. I'm betting four goals.
Whatever, dude. You hosed him down, and then
he's giving up four goals. When did you become an offensive line guru?
This dude was giving up sacks left and right.
Says who?
The what games, dude?
So he gave up a boatload of sacks last year.
Dude, he should have
He gave up a boatload of sacks last year.
He got bad in the second half of the year. Okay, I've been banged up.
Wait. You do realize that you're talking about a lineman that was on, played two or three different positions on a line that had the best offense in the NFL.
Oh, okay. And why was that? But why? But why were the best? Was it because of the offensive line? Come on. They got a machine gun at quarterback.
So it was Tua.
Yeah.
Okay. Any chance of that being an offense that works?
Hold on. Let me just say something. Can I just say something? No, this is why I'm disappointed in you. You know, I can't win for losing here, because it's like
I called him a bum for 3 years.
I either have to continue to call him a bum, or maybe I leave myself a little bit of room to say, hey, maybe this guy will grow. Maybe he will. Wait, maybe he is maturing.
When I was telling you that, saying those same words to you, you would treat me like boo-boo the fool.
Well, I mean, you say that
you
about
were.
Everybody. In fairness, you say that about everybody.
Because there's
you say that about everybody.
I say that about young players, yes.
Some of them stay bums.
Okay. Until then, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, because I know what it's like to have to try to develop and grow as a professional athlete.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, and look, maybe he still will be.
You know what? If you can, I just say this. If you were in Cleveland when I was in Cleveland,
yep.
I would have never made it to my second year.
What do you mean?
You would have called me a bum.
Maybe.
I was garbage my first year.
Nah.
No. My rookie year, I was garbage.
I didn't. Look, that's harsh.
I'm telling you.
I don't attack rookies.
What if you attack them their rookie year and then ride them like Seabiscuit for the next two, like you did Liam Eichenberg?
Well, proof's got to be in the pudding eventually, you know? Can't sit here. It's eventually you got to move on from kindergarten, right? We got to take the bumpers off the bowling alley.
And now, what if the light went off and he's developed and learned how to play that role on the team?
Well, that may be the case.
And have I not said to you these words?
Mm-hmm.
You're calling him a bum. Can we admit that the Dolphins organization knows more than us about this? And they keep putting him in there. Did I not ask you that?
Here's the thing. You could make that case. This is why that's a bad argument. And I appreciate you because your football expertise dwarfs mine, of course. However.
Oh, why you don't ever listen?
I do listen.
No, you don't. Marcos.
However.
I'll give him some inside stuff on how things work. And he goes, baloney.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You can't always use the argument, they know more with football than you. Well, okay, but they also. Plenty of organizations over the span of organizations have made plenty of mistakes.
Agreed. But guess what? At a position where there were a lot of options, they kept Liam Eichenberg. So, is it safe to say that maybe the organization thought he wasn't as bad as you thought?
Well, I will give some wiggle room for that. However, I will also say he got high draft pick grace, which you got to account for. If you're a high draft pick, you get more grace.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know a couple of quarterbacks and a couple of people that got cut.
After how many years? First year? The only guy you know of is Josh Rosen. Which the Dolphins gave him a second round pick for.
Oof. I mean, they actually. Oof. What about?
But they know. By the way,
Justin Fields?
By the way, the Dolphins know more than us.
What about Justin Fields?
What about him?
Was the second pick in the draft?
Yeah.
He lasted what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Bears know more than us, huh?
Huh?
What?
I guess.
Do they?
Hmm.
Should have drafted the Love Island kid.
Jay Fig knows more than us. You see how she came at Leroy off the top rope there for no reason?
What'd you do?
She dropped a stat in the chat here. She said Leroy's rookie year, 149 yards, 6 fumbles. Oof. Not a good rookie campaign. That was her, dude.
I was there.
Yeah.
I didn't like so understand this.
He said I was.
Who's gonna be a little more patient with younger players?
It's fair.
And I've said that. And I've said that over and over again, that if you were in Cleveland my rookie year, I would have never been able to play my second year.
I don't think that's true.
6 fumbles, Tobin, you wouldn't have been like, stop giving this guy the ball already. I know you, bro.
Believe me.
You would have ran him out of Cleveland.
I just want to be clear. So you're not going to allow me to talk about Liam Eichenberg?
No.
Why not?
No.
All right.
Because here's why. You were so, like, I could understand if you said, hey, this guy's playing bad or whatever. No. You trashed him at every second you got. And I'm like, wait a minute. The offense is having some success.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, listen, it's somebody.
But it all works.
Somebody's got to be Tyrese Halliburton.
Okay. I'm telling you, You would, yep, there it is. You would Eichenberg me. And guess what?
No, dude,
you've heard me say this before.
You want to win after.
Wait, you've heard me say this before. I have to be like a little understanding because I know what my rookie year was.
I don't go after rookies. No one's going to feel my wrath this year. Like, there's nobody in this draft class I'm going to go after. If Chop Robinson has zero sacks, I'm not going to go and be like, blew that pick. Until year two. Then you better get that quarterback. Like Channing Tindall? Yeah. You're on notice, bro.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
I cannot believe you.
Damn Smith, too.
This is, come on. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
No, Cam Smith, I gave the fangs pass to. All right, curmudgeon fangs. They don't want him out there.
He gets a fang.
But you know that happens in a lot of situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy can be talented, be asked to do something that the team that drafted you thought you could do, and then after a couple of years realize you can't do it, and then you get cut or traded or whatever. That happens. It doesn't mean you don't have any talent. It just means that they thought you had enough talent to be able to do what they wanted you to do. And the fact is you couldn't. I give you a perfect example of that is Ted Ginn. Ted Ginn played a certain type of receiver his whole career. But when he got here, they wanted him to do other things. He couldn't do those things. So it didn't last long. But he still had a long career. It happens. Like, it doesn't mean you don't have talent, can't play. Maybe sometimes, I give you Agba, right?
Yeah.
He went from baller to getting a big contract to Fangs coming in, and now he's standing up on 2 feet on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't fit. Doesn't mean he can't play. So it happens.
Yeah, but some guys, I mean, like Liam Eichenberg, maybe he fixed it, but you never gave Eli Apple a second chance. You called him a bum from the start.
Hey, why did I call Eli Apple a bum?
Because he started beef with your city.
Thank you.
That's but also,
and where did he go to school?
Ohio State.
Okay. And what does he always get beat by?
So what? Liam Eichenberg went to Notre Dame.
He got beat by the double move.
Listen, Liam Eichenberg's been beaten by a lot of double moves. Sometimes a single move.
I'm just telling you. But why are you sitting here saying I trashed Eli Apple? You know why I trashed Eli Apple. It's two different things.
I just want to say, Liam,
I wouldn't even know nothing about Eli Apple till I read about what he said about my city.
I just want to say, Liam, I'm sorry that Leroy won't let me give you your flowers, but, you know, greedy.
He don't want your stinking flowers.
He wants my flowers.
No,
he wants
don't.
My flowers.
He don't oh, want I think your he wants flowers. He don't want your flowers.
Everybody wants Tom's flowers.
No.
They call me the florist.
No. Yeah. Is a cactus a flower?
No, it's a plant.
Okay. All right. Well,
they can't grow flowers on them, though.
Okay. Then that's what you are. You those flowers. Because every time I get close to you, you stick me.
Wow.
Oof.
With your flip-floppery and wishy-washiness.
I'm not flip-flopping.
What?
I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to mature. You want
to
see it?
Now you're trying to mature? Hey, wait a minute. I have been preaching this to you for 2 years, and now all of a sudden, and then you want me to just say, "Oh, okay, you finally."
You know what you are? You're a bad friend because it's like if I wanted to kick a bad habit, no, like drinking.
Because this is why I'm a bad friend to you, right? Because you go so hard, you went so hard at Liam Eichenberg. You could have just said he's not playing well. Oh no, you took out the bum guns. You dropped. Everything you went nuclear on Liam Eichenberg for no 2 years.
No regrets.
Right. And that's why I say, hey man, hold up. That's why.
So I can't ever say anything impressive about him?
Cacti are technically flowers.
Who says that?
Wade 06 MV3.
Oh great. I'm gonna go with a guy with the Dwayne Wade emoji telling me that.
Trustworthy.
I'm sure that guy's a botanist.
No.
Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
You got the bum trigger. Bum. He's a bum. I tell you what's wrong with it. Bum.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Right about now. What's up?
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Wade says, I'm sorry, I just spread misinformation. They're a flowering plant, a plant that produces flowers, but not an actual flower.
Well, that's what I said.
I appreciate him acknowledging that he made a mistake, though.
Yeah. Wow. Right. It took him, wait.
Some of us on here, it takes 3 years. Mm. It took him 3 minutes.
I'm Leroy. Everybody gets a chance. Everybody gets a chance, and nobody is ever a bum. We all get a chance until the absolute last minute.
Yeah, well, okay.
Football organizations know more than all of us.
They know more about the players.
Really? Then why do they pick bums? And why aren't they 7 for 7 on picks all the time?
Hmm.
Huh? Why do what?
Why aren't they 7 for 7 on picks all the time?
Because they...
Why does somebody like Ethan Bonner go undrafted?
Why did Patrick Mahomes go 10th?
Exactly, dude.
Why did Dan Marino go 20th? Did Tom Brady go where he went?
You act like it never happens.
Hmm. All right. You were so right on Lee and Meichenberg.
I wasn't. I may be right. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give some props where props is due.
You're trying to leave some wiggle room so when he actually ends up being really good, you can then flip flop and say, I told you he was going to be good.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, you've never done that.
Who, me?
Yeah, you never done that.
I sure
with have. With a Stanley Cup goaltender.
He was giving up 4 goals. It's facts.
Oh, okay.
Facts. You've been following Liam Eichenberg's grade for every...
Why wouldn't you trust a guy who was a 2-time Vezina Trophy winner as opposed to a guy because we have no track record of?
For the same reason why you flipped out over Odell Beckham not practicing. For the same reason why Vlad says... Aaron Rodgers is a 3-time MVP. Mm-hmm. Okay, he was an MVP. Is he an MVP now on an Achilles at 40 years old?
Well, apparently, according to you, he should be written off. I mean, nobody in 35 can go win the Stanley Cup.
Here's what I said, and I said it during that time. I don't know why he's giving up 4 goals because you tried to tell me why. I said, but I'm a ride the train.
Okay. Well, no. You also called him a bum plenty of times and a trash can. You did not just go with gambling. You've had plenty. Oh, dude.
Find the tank. Find it. Find where I called him a trash can.
You're a bastard. I'll find it. You know what? I will actually find it. I'll do the work. I'll do the digging.
Find it.
I'll do the digging.
And I'm telling you what, it better not be tweaked.
Oh, it's not going to be tweaked.
Okay.
You hosed this man down. Hosed him.
I called him 4-goal bum. I admit it. I did nothing wrong. He was giving up 4 goals.
Ridiculous.
And I rode the gravy train.
Such a bastard.
That's right. Right.
It's amazing.
Again. Telling somebody or suggesting what somebody was in sports is what they are now. I don't always do that. Right? Aaron Rodgers is a Super Bowl champ 20 years ago. Okay? 11 years ago.
By the way, can we acknowledge that JFig has become a bit of a label lasher?
Wow. Here
what's going on with her?
Look at that, dude. Man. Athlete shamer. 6-fumble Leroy. I'm just glad she spared me.
It's crazy, dude.
Wow, man. She is unhinged.
No mercy anymore.
Well, don't worry. She'll be on in about 9 minutes if she shows up on time.
Absolutely Cobra. Unhinged.
Cobra Kai, dude. No mercy.
Yeah, she wonders why. Wait, Leroy's the same guy who said Levon can still pitch after being retired. No. It has more to do with what kind of pitcher he is.
Hmm.
Right? Levon, until the day he retired, could give you innings. Even if he was throwing meatballs. Is this not correct?
I just, look, I don't want to continue to quibble about this. All I wanted to do was just give Liam Eichenberg props on his mature answer, because he may still suck. I don't know. He may still suck. No. But he's
Marcos.
He may still suck.
Marcos, see how he's leaving some wiggle room.
I'm not leaving wiggle room. He may still suck.
You are. Yes, you are.
And if I had to guess, he probably will suck. But I'm impressed with his maturity.
You started the conversation off by saying I maybe have turned the corner on Liam Eichenberg.
That's not what I said. What
did you say?
You leapt out of the I said. I wanted to say something that I was impressed with his comments about something. He said, no, bump guns. Boo, bump guns. I've been telling you.
You didn't say nothing about his comments.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I tried to get to. I didn't say that. Hey, I'm here with you every day at practice, dude. How would I know?
Which was my whole point the whole time.
You're a rat bastard.
How do you know
you suck? I just want to say, like, you're a rat bastard. You should be thrown on the ice after a Panthers win.
Why?
Because you're a rat bastard.
Oh.
Typical rat behavior.
And you know what? And if somebody gets a hat trick, you should be a big old fat ass squid that somebody just chuck out there. Because you got no spine. Just warmless legs just squishing around on the ice.
They just do that after wins, too. They didn't do that for hat tricks.
Okay. Then, yeah. So while the rat is going to be out, the squid. I'm going to be looking at the squid. See what you did?
I got to tell you, actually, one of my...
I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
No! No, he asked for it.
Oh, man.
You guys are calling each other rats and squids now. You guys are calling each other hockey celebrations. I've never seen this.
We tried to use the nicest bad names we could think of.
You know what you are? You're a squid. This was great.
Don't care. We can't get along. Somebody got to keep him in check. He always flip-flopping, wishy-washy.
I'm not flip-flopping.
Stuff. Oh, so you still think Eichenberg's a bum?
I think most likely he's going to be a bum.
No, see? You're no room for growth. That's my question.
Well, I'm trying to give him room for growth, but you won't let me. You're like the troll at the bridge.
You're still trying to reserve your status as with the bum gun machine.
I'm not trying to reserve any status.
Okay.
I just wanted to play a clip of him that I was impressed by.
Okay, play the clip.
Nah, it's all right.
No, I want to hear the clip.
That's all right.
I want to hear the clip.
No, we moved on.
All right.
Not allowed to. I'm not gonna.
If
play
we can listen to a 7-minute Mike McDaniel clip on what color is the sky, we can listen to Liam Eichenberg.
I don't even remember what he said.
I think once you play center, mainly college and mainly, I would say mostly in the NFL, I think it clears up everything in regards to the offense. So, like, I'm out there even when I'm at guard, and I'm not helping Brewer, but I'm just kind of, like, pointing it as if I'm the center, knowing where he's going and where we're working. So, makes everything quicker, kind of not relying on somebody to point it for you. You know, other guys out there, not in our line, but other teams. In the NFL, they kind of rely just on the center. So it's, it's great kind of having that knowledge.
Wow. Very impressed. And look at him, trash talking other lines. They don't have two people to call out plays.
Dude, can I just tell you?
What's that?
You don't realize how much talking is going on there. So when the quarterback and the center go to the line of scrimmage, that's why they tell you, hurry up and get your ass to the line of scrimmage. They point out the mic, right? Basically, the mic is the center point of the defense. So everything that you do left or right of that starts with that guy who is the center of the defense, right? So if you have the second rusher from the right, then it's not him, it's the other two. Or if he comes to the right, whatever. So the center and the quarterback sometimes disagree because the center will call out the mic, and it could be anybody. Sometimes if you see a blitz, you'll call the mic as the safety, right? But the center can't see the whole picture. If the quarterback sees and reads a blitz, he'll say, no, 25, no, let's stay with 56. They're going back and forth. And meanwhile...
So there's quibbling at the line?
Yes!
Need Tommy Hutton.
Right?
Need Tommy Hutton in the trenches.
But it always works out. They always figure it out. And keep in mind, you get to the line of scrimmage, you got about maybe 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
I was just very impressed with Eichenberg, you know?
So you're saying these multiple positions help him understand what he needs to do and understand offense.
Seems like it.
Okay. Yeah,
Seems like it.
It's called growth.
By the way,
you know, a lot of people do it during the course of their career.
You know what, dude? Yeah. You got two things that grow, Chia Pets and Liam Eichenberg, apparently.
Dude.
Minus one.
You know, you do a Blue Chew commercial, right?
Speaking of, you know, guys, let me just tell you something. You don't want to get the bum guns in the bedroom, right? You don't want her out there.
It's a bomb.
Nobody wants that. You want to be firing on all cylinders. Well, that's why I want to tell you by our friends over at Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. So whether you're married, looking to spice things up, or you're a center, want to get your snaps on, or single, trying to impress someone new, Blue Chew is for you. And got a special deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. It's all one word. SHOWPONY at checkout, and you're just paying $5 for shipping. Go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY, and you receive your first month of Blue Chew for free. So what do you got to lose? Go to BlueChew.com today, use the promo code SHOWPONY, get your first month free. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.